Audio Mo, day 20.
Welcome to Audio Mo. Make some audio every day throughout the month of June. Drop it on your socials with a quick description. Use the hashtag Audio Mo so everyone can find it and listen to and leave a nice comment on what you did.
Hello everyone, a very warm welcome to Audio Mo day 20 for me. We're getting there. It's not one of those trains that you see from a long way away and you think, oh, it's 32 minutes behind, and then bit by bit it catches up, and then hopefully it's only 1 minute late and then on time when it arrives at either your destination, your pickup, or the destination that you're going. And you think, oh, that worked out all right then. So hoping that's what will happen here. So in the background, you have my fan on full blast because it is warm here in the UK. So it sounds like a bit of an American podcast, you know, sometimes when you hear people's air conditioning on in the summer and that kind of thing. We're really getting it here in the UK over the last couple of weeks, and it's set to continue. All right, so I know that you didn't come for a weather forecast. Well, you might have done, but, you know, you'd be disappointed in the main, I have to say. Although I have made it part of my podcast in the past, so why not, hey? Okay, so shout out to everyone on Ramblio that I've been getting comments from. That's really nice. Got several comments, people saying that they like my musical compositions, so I have another one today for you. This is a bit different because what I'd like you to do is listen to it twice, in effect, and that isn't me being greedy or big-headed or anything like that. It's just that I was commissioned to produce this music for a poem that went on the end of a podcast that I produced a little while ago from a very good friend of mine. You can find the Aperture Aperture, maybe? Anyway, the camera, you know. So the poem essentially is, first I'm going to show you the music without the poem, and then the poem over the top. So you'll get a sort of sense of where I was going with the music and how interesting the music sounds in both contexts, so on its own and then with someone speaking over it. So obviously I played as I was listening to the recording to get the first track, and then layered it and all that. So have a listen to it, think, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow, and thank you for listening to my Mo's. Thank you.
Imagine a murmuration of starlings, 10,000 birds folding and flowering, sky calligraphers bending evenings into pointless patterns of their impulse, speckle-winged flames churning the air. Now, imagine those starlings in competition, all attempting to outspin, outmaneuver each other, bent on accolade and achievement. The sky would be mud. They don't question the system that nurtures their flocking instincts. Perhaps they just know there is uplift when their wings beat synchronous. When we, the smart mammals, ground dwellers with bank accounts and ambitions, watch the starlings, we are wonder eyes, chests swell with awe breathing. Can we not learn? Must we exist as the antithesis to starlings? How we raise ourselves to believe success is a synonym for winning. Every child learns this over and over with each book, film, or song. The I becomes blind to the we, the us too defined by the them, until even the noblest of intentions can flounder into blame and bluster if the impulse is to be heroic. Let's take off our capes for a moment and our shiny pants, put our weapons and our lead role ambitions down and listen. A musician doesn't compete to outperform another. They learn from each other to fill the world with more music. Can success be synonymous with service? How can I win transform to how can I help? How do we want to fly? Like Superman, trying to spin the earth backwards with his own stubborn will? Or like starlings, following each other's lead, lifting each other up?